You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee.
Good morning. It's party time in New Orleans.
On the goal line. The points are
wow. Last night's Super Bowl a victory, 31-17 of the Saints over the Indianapolis Colts. It was a victory for the football team, but it was also a victory for the city of New Orleans 4 years after Hurricane Katrina. As the sun was rising there this morning, we spoke with Jim Spalding, manager of the Avenue Bar, and he drew a direct line between last night's Super Bowl victory and Katrina.
Katrina could have been the greatest catastrophe to ever happen. This is probably the greatest uncatastrophe.
Jim Spalding clearly suffering after a long night of uncatastrophe-ing. This uncatastrophe comes 2 days after New Orleans elected a new mayor, Mitch Landrieu. He's the first white mayor of the city in 32 years.
We decided that we were going to stick the pole in the ground and strike a blow for unity. Strike a blow for a city that decided to be unified rather than divided.
So lots of things going on in New Orleans. Could this be a turning point for the city? We are joined now again by Lola's Eric Eli. He's the former reporter for the New Orleans Times-Picayune, now a writer for the upcoming show Tremé, scheduled to premiere on HBO in April. And Kenneth Purcell joins us again, an entrepreneur and CEO of iSeats, a travel and technology company in New Orleans. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning. Good morning.
Have you both been to bed?
I have, but it was a great night, even though I did get to sleep around 2.
2 in the morning, that's still a short period of sleep. So let me start with you, Lolas. We're not too far away from Mardi Gras. I would imagine that this is expected to be a big week for New Orleans. People might be taking the entire week off.
Well, I tell you, Carnival season goes for a couple of weeks, so we're already in carnival season, though it's not Mardi Gras day. And everywhere you go, all people have been talking about for the past 2 weeks of the Super Bowl. So work may be getting done, but it's certainly a bit distracted.
Well, I got to ask you, is this the first time, somebody said this morning that I saw in an interview, that this is the first time New Orleans has kind of recaptured that true celebratory mood that the city is famous for. Do you feel kind of a refreshed sense of victory and celebration there?
I can't say it's the first time, because the truth is, even in the 6 to 12 months after the storm, people were having parades as a means of reaffirming our culture and our celebration of being alive and seeing old friends. But the kind of unity behind this celebration is unprecedented in my lifetime.
Kenneth, let's talk to you real quickly. You're a CEO of iSeats, a company there in New Orleans. What kind of development might New Orleans see based on the Super Bowl victory, or maybe none at all?
Well, I walked down the street last night from my house at about, I guess, 9 o'clock, as soon as the game was over, as soon as they were handing the trophy over, and we're about 8 blocks from the foot of Bourbon Street, and so we walked down to Bourbon Street last night, and the positive energy in the air was electric. People were, you know, it was thousands and thousands of cars and just the 8 blocks walking to Bourbon Street and tens of thousands of people. It was a celebratory mood, but it was unlike anything that I've ever seen, and I'm born and raised here. So it was a happy Gras as opposed to a Mardi Gras.
You know, there certainly is a lot.
It was unbelievable.
There's certainly a lot going on in your city right now. You know, Sean Payton last night, Lolas, and I wonder if you heard this, suggested that the trophy actually be broken up into a million little pieces to give to all the people in New Orleans and all the people scattered by Katrina who are New Orleans expat residents all over the country and the world. I thought that was a very profound point. What did you make of it?
Well, I thought that you did about it. Both Sean Payton and Drew Brees were very clear about the significance of what they did for the entire city. And I thought they showed a great deal of class and compassion in doing that.
Well, Kenneth...
Yeah, absolutely.
Kenneth, let me ask you about, you know, some of the other news coming out of New Orleans, and that's the election of Mitch Landrieu, the first white mayor in more than 3 decades. Is that also a sign of a turning tide in New Orleans?
Well, I think that regardless of the mayor's color, which, you know, obviously there's some historical significance to Mitch being Caucasian. But the fact that we have a new mayor after Katrina, I think, is reason enough to celebrate. Mitch just happened to be, from my perspective, certainly well head and shoulders above, and I think the city of New Orleans voted resoundingly yes, we're ready to change. And it was that alone was so positive, and is going to potentially change the face for the city for the next 4 years. And the Super Bowl is a great celebration, and it's unbelievable, and we feel like this has never happened before. But I think that alone, the new mayor is ultimately more significant than what we feel right now about the Saints and the Super Bowl. So I think the real change is going to come from the mayor's office. But the real emotion right now is things are going well for the city of New Orleans.
Lolas, in most cities, I guess statistically, they show that a Super Bowl win is relatively short-lived. But in cities that have been devastated, and I was recently just came to New York from Detroit, anything that's a morale booster for a city can actually have a huge change in terms of what happens in the months ahead. And I'm wondering how you feel about that. Do you think that this kind of boost for the city's attitude and morale could actually change people's working attitudes?
Well, I have never lived in another city when it won a Super Bowl. So I keep trying to compare what's happened here with what happens in other cities. My impression, though, from talking to friends, is that the way in which we've celebrated this and the way in which it's been taken to heart throughout the city is different from everywhere else. And let me give an example that will resonate with you from being from Detroit. The Times-Picayune reprinted the Monday paper after the Saints won the national championship, were headed to the Super Bowl, the national NFC championship. And they reprinted it again and reprinted it again. And in an era when newspapers are dying, you get that kind of enthusiasm, that kind of just wanting to be a part of it and wanting to have that as a keepsake.
Let's Lolas, Eric Eli, former reporter for the New Orleans Times-Picayune, now a writer for the upcoming show Tremé, which is scheduled to premiere on HBO in April. Kenneth Purcell is an entrepreneur. He's CEO of iSeats, a travel and technology company in New Orleans. Congratulations to both of you. You can now say they are the national champs. Lolas, the Saints beat the Indianapolis Colts 31-17 in the Super Bowl last night.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.